Smart Speakers Battle for Your Shelf Space by Nicole Nguyen in the Wall Street Journal. I listened to Rhapsody in Blue 36 times so I could tell you Apple, Google, and Amazon's new speakers, all released in the past few months, sound pretty good for their shelf-friendly size and $100 price tags. This year's focal points are audio quality and multi-room playback. The latest HomePod, Nest, and Echo speakers are stepping up their attempts to compete with Sonos, Bose, Sony, and others. If you're looking to add on, upgrade, or maybe even switch, here's what sets apart the new speakers. Apple's HomePod Mini starts shipping on Monday. Since the release of the full-size HomePod nearly 3 years ago, the integrated Siri has caught up with its peers in many ways. It can now set multiple timers, recognize voices, and serve as an intercom. And Apple can give its speaker an iPhone advantage. Bring one close to a HomePod Mini and you get recommendations or Sling music without fussing with settings. Next is Amazon's new Echo. The former Pringles can is now a glowing orb, which makes room for an additional tweeter for improved sound. An updated internal chip cuts Alexa's response time in half and uses less energy. The audio in-out port offers flexibility not found on the competing models. You can plug in your phone and play music. And then there's Nest Audio. It's louder than the original Home and has a colorful all-fabric design. New software adjusts volume based on background noise. Sound quality. All of the new models are best combined as two speakers in a stereo pair, which lets you hear a more 3D mix of the music. The Nest Audio impressed me the most. Of the three, it was the warmest, most pleasant tone. Rhapsody in Blue sounded lush and full. Tracks such as Kacey Musgraves' Slow Burn and So What by Miles Davis excelled on the Google speaker. But when it comes to low-end punch, the Nest Audio can sound thin compared with the others. The HomePod Mini produced accurate 360-degree audio with more emphasis on bass. The kick drum on AC/DC's Back in Black and a remixed version of Sylvan Esso's Ferris Wheel had a surprising amount of pop, but its compact size comes with trade-offs. You need to pump up the volume to fill a room. Meanwhile, the Amazon Echo has the volume and the kind of thumping bass you can feel. Queen's Another One Bites the Dust and Megan Thee Stallion's Savage Remix were practically earth-shaking. When I paired them with a Fire TV as a stereo home theater system, that sound was, unsurprisingly, formidable. HomePod Mini can act as a single speaker or stereo pair for Apple TV via AirPlay. A Google spokeswoman said it is working on Nest Audio Chromecast integration. I can imagine the Echo being great for parties, but for at-home personal listening, I'd prefer the Nest Audio or HomePod Mini. The Echo tended to sound muddled and hollow, where its peers were nuanced and detailed. Compatibility. The right speaker for you might be determined by which of your music services can be controlled via voice. Spotify works on Nest Audio or Echo. Apple Music on iPod Mini and Echo. Amazon Prime Music on Echo and HomePod Mini. YouTube Music on Nest Audio. Pandora works on all of these speakers. Your device matters too. The Echo and Nest Audio are compatible with iOS and Android. The HomePod Mini is iOS only. Smarts. These speakers don't have Star Trek-level intelligence yet, but they can complete most simple tasks, such as reminding you when to take out the trash and adding items to a grocery list. All of the assistants readily report the weather. For more complex general knowledge questions, Alexa was the fastest to answer, but Google Assistant was the most accurate. For one query about the ideal internal temperature for cooking burgers, the assistant responded that the minimum safe temperature is 160 degrees Fahrenheit to avoid E. coli. Alexa replied with the recipe and Siri sent web results to my phone, not useful when my hands are full of raw meat. Software. Setting up the HomePod Mini was truly plug and play. It grabs all the information it needs from your iOS device and it's ready to go. Apple's AirPlay standard allows the HomePod to play simultaneously alongside speakers from other brands such as Sonos. But unlike the Echo and the Nest Audio, you can't get a HomePod to call you an Uber or order Domino's. Siri doesn't have third-party app integration on HomePod. Google's is the most customizable. You can set your food preferences for personalized recipe responses. The speaker supports multiple simultaneous languages. Amazon's Echo has the most bells and whistles. Two standouts, Alexa Guard uses the Echo's microphone to detect smoke alarms going off, and Alexa can read books in a Kindle library aloud. Yet when I paired two Echo speakers for stereo sound, there were lots of bugs, including sound cutting out and fits and starts with Apple Podcasts. Unlinking the speakers made the problem go away. An Amazon spokesman said a fix is coming soon. Privacy. The virtual assistants are always listening for commands, and when they think they hear one, they send it to the cloud. Apple and Google automatically opt users out of human recording review. In Alexa's privacy settings, disable, help improve Amazon services, and develop new features to prevent use of your recordings for robot training. To delete your voice requests, you can ask Alexa to delete everything I said today. On Google, go to My Activity page and filter by voice and audio. For Siri, you have to manually delete your history in Siri and dictation settings from each Apple device you own because the recordings aren't tied to your Apple ID.